This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State officials adopted a rule today that says starting next year, farm workers will be entitled to overtime pay if they work more than 60 hours in a week. However, critics note that most Colorado workers are entitled to overtime after just 40 hours of work. Governor Polis signed an executive order today that okays COVID booster shots for age 18 and older. CPR's John Daly reports that's beyond what federal agencies have authorized.
In a press release, the governor says he made the move to protect public health, reduce transmission, and preserve hospital capacity. Wednesday, he made the case to a group of his advisors that having all adults eligible for boosters instead of just people in specific categories like the elderly is legal and warranted.
Colorado is a high-risk institution. And everyone is eligible in Colorado on the argument that you are part of a high-risk environment by nature of being in Colorado.
The Food and Drug Administration and Centers for Disease Control have not yet responded to CPR's request for comment. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
An Aurora man illegally injected with ketamine while under arrest has reached a settlement with South Metro Fire Rescue. The agency will pay Elijah McKnight $115,000. He was hospitalized for 6 days in 2019 after paramedics gave him too much ketamine for his size. Meanwhile, a civil rights lawsuit is still pending. It is in the mid-50s across Denver and the metro area. This is CPR News.